Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the anointing that breaks every yoke. Open our eyes tonight, Lord. Let the Holy Ghost move in a miraculous way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Tonight, we're going to come from the book of Acts again in chapter 8. This is series number 40,000. This is tape number 4. The Holy Ghost discernment. Everybody say the Holy Ghost discernment. Holy Ghost discernment. And Saul was consenting unto his death. And at the time, there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout all the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house and hailing men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip, now that's kind of good, though, because see, I bet you they was preaching the word because they tried to get away with it, you know? I think it was exciting back then, you know what I'm saying? Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people were with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he had did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because they had a long time he bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard the Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. So a lot of people, ladies and gentlemen, have heard the word, but they have never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For as yet was fallen upon none of them, only that were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Now, why would he offer them money if the Holy Ghost didn't do nothing? So, see, a lot of people say they got the Holy Ghost in this hour. I'm going to take this thing off. Praise God. I'm ready to preach. You see, a lot of people say they got the Holy Ghost tonight. But I'm going to tell you about the real Holy Ghost. Praise God. The real Holy Ghost ain't something that you just feel a feeling. You feel like dancing. The Holy Ghost got power. Say power. Now, y'all ain't listening to me tonight. I said the Holy Ghost got some power. Now, ain't no way this witch man, he was going to buy this power if there was no power. He saw something that was tangible. Say tangible. That's right. He wanted to get some money. He said, can I get some money to get that? Now watch what happened. Now, this must have been some good power. Then even this witchcraft guy, he said, man, now this, it outdid his witchcraft. Say, outdid the witchcraft. But when Jesus begins to move, he gonna outdo the witchcraft. Come on now. Can I get a witness in the house? And I took my jacket off. It's time to preach tonight. I'm gonna preach it happy. How you too, right there, right there. That's right. Hit him with the camera. It's time, girl. Saying, give me also this power that on whomsoever I lay hands, say whomsoever I lay hands. Lord Jesus, tonight, in the name of Jesus, whomsoever I lay hands is going to receive the Holy Ghost. And we ain't got to buy it. It's a free gift. But Peter said unto him, thou mouth, money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, I want you to know that this is a gift of God, but you have to have discernment. You have to understand what God is saying. See, a lot of people don't have discernment. But the Holy Ghost will give you, the word discernment in the Hebrew means understanding. He will open up the eyes of your understanding to understand that this is a free gift that God has given you to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Now listen. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for there is, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. So a lot of people don't get the Holy Ghost because their heart is not right in the sight of God. They say, no, the Holy Ghost passed away. See, that's why they didn't get the Holy Ghost, because their heart wasn't right. It's right there. Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in thy gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. So here God's telling in the bond of iniquity, he's been practicing sin. And also his heart is full of bitterness. He has a root of bitterness. So that's very important. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down unto Jerusalem, unto Gaza, which is desert. Now, we know right now there's a lot of things happening in Gaza. Wars, people, suicide bombers. But let's talk about what the Holy Ghost did in Gaza. Well, and he arose and went, and behold, a man, an Ethiopian. Now, this is a black man, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Now, here goes a black man that had money, and he was a Jew. You know, there are black Jews that come out of Ethiopia. He went into Jerusalem. He was seeking God. And he was reading the book of Isaiah, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to thy chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understand thou what thou readest? Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's my question for you and around the world. Do you understand what you're reading? Here goes a man that doesn't know anything about the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God sends him an interpreter, say an interpreter. Okay. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understand thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? Say, guide me. And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Then the place of the scripture which he was read, he was led as a sheep to the slaughter and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In the humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. Now he's talking about Jesus. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh thou the prophet this? Of whom self or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began to the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Now who did they preach? They didn't preach the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They preached to him Jesus. Listen to me. That's why a lot of Catholics, they preach to you Mother Mary. They preach to you that saints can get you out of purgatory. But here, Philip begins to preach to the eunuch about Jesus. And as they went on the way, there came unto him a water. And the eunuch said, listen, see, here is water. What doeth thou hinder me to be baptized? So Philip began to tell him the first step about baptism. One of my elders I've been working with for 20 years, he said, build a baptismal. So we couldn't build it here, so we built it at the new church, 22nd and Market. We've just put down in the floor a baptismal. So if you have not been baptized in Jesus' name, according to Acts 2:38, amen, Acts 2:38, if you go there with me in the name of Jesus, it says, then Peter said unto them, repent, say repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Listen to the next verse. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So if you ain't got the Holy Ghost tonight, if God, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, God has released that gift upon you to receive the Holy Ghost. Now, what is the Holy Ghost? So we're going to go on through the scripture, and we're going to begin to pray, and we're going to begin to read in the scripture what is the Holy Ghost. See, a lot of people, they heard about the Holy Ghost, but they don't know what the Holy Ghost is. Because here goes a eunuch. This is an intelligent man. This guy, he represents the queen. He didn't know what the Holy Ghost was. A lot of people read the Bible, they don't understand it. And Philip said, if thou believest thou with all thine heart, thou mayest. He answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now that's the first step, ladies and gentlemen, before you get baptized. You have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God with all your heart. You have to believe that. Let's go. Let's keep going. He commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he was baptized. And he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Listen, chapter 9. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughtering against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired to him for letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, and if he found any on his way, whether there were men or women, he might bring them bound in Jerusalem. And he sojourned and went near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. I want you to stop right there. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about something. A lot of religious people are doing things and they think they're sincerely right. But you could be sincerely wrong. Here goes a man, a satiric. He had a doctorate degree. He was religious. He was intelligent. But though he was lost as a goose, he thought, in fact, he was killing Christians. He was trying to make laws against them. But he was totally wrong, because he did not know that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. He had heard about Jesus Christ. He was looking for the Messiah, but he didn't know that Jesus was the Messiah. See, a lot of people right now that heard about Jesus, but they don't know that Jesus Christ is him, the Messiah, who they are looking for. They heard about him. They've been to church. They've heard about church. They've heard about prayer. They've heard about worship. They've heard about the Holy Ghost. They've heard about the blood of Jesus, but they never experienced it for themselves personally. So it's just something they heard about. Say heard about. So listen, and he fell on the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why is thou persecutest thou me? Now listen right here for a minute. In chapter 7, we read that he stoned, he got all the people together to stone Stephen. We read in verse 8, chapter 8, that he was persecuting the church. I mean, he was killing people, locking them up in jail. Okay, now we see that the saints begin to cry out to God, and the cries of their ears went up into God's face. Now, anytime the saints begin to pray, God always sends a deliverer. But now, this God sends the guy that was killing them. God delivers him, cleans him up, and sends him back to preach the gospel. Now, you know that they didn't want that to happen. In fact, many people were scared of him. They said, hey, they heard about Saul getting saved. They said, no way. Now, could you imagine somebody that was trying to kill you, stalking you, all of a sudden, power of God hit them, slay them with the Spirit, and now they're knocking on your door, talking about, hey, can I pray with you? Now, you know you wouldn't open the door. You're talking about, ain't that Billy? Ain't that guy that was trying to break in my house? Ain't that the guy that stole my welfare check? Ain't that the guy who broke in my car and stole my CD? But now he knocked on the door talking about, praise the Lord. Got him a little tie on. Before, he had him a little hat, AC Deucey. Had, you know, the call of the hood. You know how they be. But now he cleaned up. See, the Holy Ghost done cleaned him up. And now he talking about, praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord. Just imagine your worst enemy. Somebody that you hate. That's right, that you hate. Somebody that you like to get a baseball bat and beat them between the knees. You know what I'm talking about. Elizabeth, be quiet. But now, these people has got saved. Got saved. And now they trying to pray with you. Now, you know that'd be hard for you to believe. Here goes a guy that, just imagine somebody done ripped you off, made you go into foreclosure, stole your house, stole your car. divorced you and took all your money. Now they done got saved talking about, let's pray. Oh, Jesus, shook it now. Oh, I think I done hit the nerve. Maybe your father left you when you was little. Your mama was drinking, didn't even buy you no school clothes. She was out drinking like a fish. But God, now she done got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hey, come on now. You see, God can do anything but lie. God can do anything but fail. Ladies and gentlemen, the thing that is tormenting you the most, the Holy Ghost can change that situation right now. All we need to do is call on the Holy Ghost. We got to call on the Holy Ghost. Listen. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee. What? Now here goes a man that was talking about Jesus. Yeah, here was a man that was talking about the church. I feel like preaching. Here goes a man that was killing Christians. Here goes a man that was stoning Christians. And now when God knocks him off his horse, he down like a little lamb. Talking about what you want me to do, Lord. You know, even God get tired and get mad, he gonna knock you off your. In the fact, the Bible said he was blinded for 3 days. See, we've been praying like this, Lord, save my children. Lord, blind them. Knock them down. You see, when God knocked you down, you ain't getting up. You'll be real humble then. You'll be like, Lord, where is the guide? Say the guide. See, here goes Saul. He wasn't asking for no guide. He was asking for permission to go kill some Christians. But now when God knocked him down, he asked for a guide. I don't know what you done said out there, but you're going to be asking for a guide pretty soon because God going to knock you off your horse. And the men which sojourned with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul rose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand. Now here goes a man, a ruler of the greatest army of that time, being led like a blind man. You see, whoever your enemies are tonight, you can cry out to God and God will knock them off their horse. You see? And God will make that same enemy bow before you. The Bible said no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. The Bible didn't say that there wasn't going to be no enemies formed against you. But he said every tongue that rises against thee in judgment, God will. It didn't say that they weren't going to rise up against you. But the Bible said, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Praise God. I've been through many wars, and through it all, God has delivered me. Amen. And I know in the future I'm going to be through some more wars, but I'm going to make it through it all because the blood is going to take me right through. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And there was 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple in Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias? And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street where called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. Now listen to what the man said. And he said into the vision, a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Lord, have I heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to the saints and Jerusalem? And there he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. Listen what 15 says. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. So now he was killing Christians, stoning folks. But the Lord whooped his tail. And now he like this. Tell my Lord, What you want me to do now, Lord? You see, when the saints begin to pray, that's what God showed me. The God showed me it don't matter what it looked like, just begin to pray. You see, when the see if the saints would continue to pray on a daily basis, they would see miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. Instead of destruction after destruction, one miracle, oh, maybe miracle. You see, we need to release the miracle power, and it's only going to be released through prayer. It's not going to be released through laziness. That's what the word says. But the Lord said unto him, for I will show him great things, what he must suffer for thy sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul. Now, Ananias would have never believed that he was a brother. Say a brother. Brother. Unless God told him in a vision. I bet you there's some people out here by in the audience, nobody would ever know you was a Christian unless God told them in a vision. You know, you live just like a you know what. But God. You see, God can even give folks visions and let people know who you are. And come and help you too. The Bible says that Saul began to pray. Now, this man had never prayed before. But he prayed a strategic prayer, Lord, I want to see. And the Bible says that God sent him somebody to lay hands on him so he could see. Lord Jesus, is there anything in your life that you'd like to see tonight? When the hands of the Holy Ghost is laid on you, you're going to see the light. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. I feel it, little sister. I feel it. I feel it down deep in my toes. The Holy Ghost is speaking tonight. Yes, yes, Jesus. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way that thou camest, hath sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and say in. Lord Jesus. I want to stop right there. A lot of people have heard about Jesus. They done been to church. They didn't wave their hands. Maybe did a little dance. Yeah. But they never received the Holy Ghost. I say, Elizabeth, you need to receive tonight the Holy Ghost. Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost. Y'all don't know, but I feel good tonight. And I'm going to tell you, be sitting in that chair. But when the Holy Ghost hits you, you're going to be dancing before and near. Lord Jesus, I feel like rapping. When the Holy Ghost hits you, praise God, you won't be miserable no more. When the Holy Ghost hits you, you won't be afraid no more to dance before the Lord like David danced. Woo, glory to God. It don't matter what people's laughing, praise God. You're going to have the last laugh when they crying, can't pay their bills. When they weeping, they're going to be calling you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I'm telling you tonight, the Holy Ghost is falling. The Holy Ghost is right here in this room. The Holy Ghost is right now speaking to you, praise God. He said, Saul. And me there fell on his eyes. There'd been a scale. Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, remove the scales from their eyes. Now watch. The Bible says that thou mayest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand we need the Holy Ghost tonight. And me there fell on him his eyes and his scales. And he received sight thereof and arose, and the Bible said, and was baptized. Now, here's a guy. Call right now, 619-234-0050, or call 800-995-8595. Call right now, 619-296-1206, to order this tape called The Holy Ghost Discernment. The Holy Ghost, it's an eight-tape series, tape series number 40,000. It's eight tapes, praise God. For any gift, praise God. Of $35. You can receive these eight tapes, praise God, for your tape library, for your Bible study. Call right now, like I said, right now, and you'll receive a free cup. A cup, I believe. This cup you need to use for communion. I think we need to start taking communion more. And you need to start seeking the face of God. And the Bible says when you take communion, you receive the power of the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that with all my heart, that Jesus Christ is alive and well. He is alive. And he can make you happy down in your soul. Glory to God. I know the devil tries to torment us all, but the Bible said through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Now let's go back, praise God, to the Holy Ghost discernment, tape number 4. And immediately there fell from his eyes, it had been scales, and he received his sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples, which at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we need to talk about tonight, that Jesus Christ, this is the kingdom of God. This is the word of God, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's not just a message, it's not just a good sermon, but you have to have a revelation that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And you have to understand who Jesus is. You have to understand what does that mean for Jesus Christ to be the Son of God? You can't just say Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You have to understand, like if you said, my daughter is a girl. You have to know that girl. You can't just say, I got a daughter. I can say, well, I got a daughter sitting right there named Elizabeth. But I need to know her, though. I need to know her facial expressions when she's mad. I need to know her tones of her voice when she speaks. I need to know what kind of clothes she likes. I need to know what kind of food she likes. That's the same thing you got to know about Jesus. You can't just say, well, I know Jesus, he's the Son of God. Well, you got to know him. You say, how am I going to know him and he's a spirit? By the word. I've met many people over the telephone. Never met them, but they wrote me a letter. They said, I said, when you get to our city, what kind of food you like? Well, they said, I like Italian food. But they told me in a letter, right? They never told me verbally, but they told me in a letter. Maybe they told me on the phone. I didn't see them, but I believed them, right? That's the same thing about Jesus. You can hear Jesus' voice tonight. That's what the Holy Ghost is. That's what the Son of God can do for you tonight. You can receive him as Lord and Savior when you believe with all your heart, mind, and soul, and strength, and he will give you something called the gift of the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, let's see what the Holy Ghost can do. It can make a person that's full of hatred and bitterness and murder change and begin to preach about the Lord Jesus Christ. It can take a man that is full of wrath. I mean, this man was locking up Christians. But now he begins to realize that Jesus is the Son of God. He begins to understand and discern and realize how big of a mistake he made. Could you imagine how he thought? Now he's preaching in the synagogues the Lord Jesus. Now remember, he was a Roman, high Roman soldier dealing with the high priest. But now he has to become a lowly little Christian. So you know all the people was laughing at him. I bet you that made a lot of people think. Samuel Jackson. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, listen, they were amazed. Is not this that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for this intent? So they thought he was acting. They thought he was like a spy. They couldn't believe it. Here go people with the Holy Ghost that knew Jesus, that prayed, but they thought Saul was playing. Because they knew him. They heard about him, that he was a killer. Now you see why it's so hard for people to believe that you're a Christian. Do you know the hardest thing for people to do is believe? The hardest thing for people to understand how to have faith, to have discernment. They can't put their hand on it. That he might bring them bound into the chief priest. They thought he was a spy. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt in Jerusalem, provoking this very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying wait was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. that the disciples took him by the night and let him down by the wall in a basket. Now the power of the Holy Ghost has fallen so strong, now he's affecting the Jews like the Christians were affecting them. And they begin to be very angry because he's now getting people converted out of Judaism. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. You see that? That's happening right here in this hour. A lot of people are so afraid because there have been so many false prophets, so many false movements. People don't know what to do in this hour. And he was with them coming in and going out of Jerusalem. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Cretans, but they went about to slay him. When the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus, that had the churches rest without throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. So the Holy Ghost, another thing it should do, it should comfort us. It should strengthen our innermost being. That's the part of us that we can't see, but that's the part of you when you lay down at night. That's the part of you that makes you dream. That's the part of you that makes you think. That's your innermost being, and that's where the Holy Ghost lives. Holy Ghost lives down in there because that's where you draw life from. That's where your fountain is pumped. That's your innermost spirit, your innermost man. So that's where God lives. So that when you really try to draw from your heart to receive an answer from your treasures, from the things that you have read or things that you have experienced, that's where you draw it from your heart. And that's where the Spirit will strengthen how you make decisions. So if you're getting ready to make a wrong decision, he'll say, wait. Because the Holy Spirit, now the fruits of the Spirit is there. And it will give you patience and self-control. And it came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydia. And there he found a certain man named Ananias, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of palsy. And Peter said unto him, Ananias, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! I just want to thank you right now for, Lord, I'm going to call your name out right now. But Jesus is making you whole. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through, but Jesus Christ is making it whole. Hallelujah. It's time to shut the door of the past and receive that Jesus Christ is making you whole right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I don't know what you're fighting with right now, but Jesus Christ, if you have a loved one, then maybe they're lost, they're not saved, but you have to see them becoming saved. You have to receive it. It's like if I said to you, I call you up, I'm coming from Georgia, and I'm going to bring you a gift. You have to receive, and you say, well, what'd you bring? Well, I'm going to bring you a horse. You got to imagine that horse. Well, that's a big gift, but you can see it, see? You got to see what God is saying. You can't just think about it. You got to imagine it. When God says, get up out of that bed and walk, you got to imagine walking. If you're in your bed and you can't walk, you got to imagine walking again. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you ain't never walked before, you got to imagine going to Disneyland. You got to imagine riding a horse. God can do anything. Say, you've been on welfare all your life. Praise God. You got to imagine you having 5-10 bank accounts. Praise God. You got to imagine you having a degree. Hallelujah. Imagine you going to college. You got to start imagining, and that's called hope, the force of hope. See, when a person ain't got no hope, they want to give up. But when God begins to take over your imagination, the things that you say are not just words anymore. They are things that you have imagined, and they hold more weight to them. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. By faith, the worlds were framed by the word of God. By faith. That means by faith. By faith, God had to imagine the world. He had to imagine man from the dust of the ground. He said, he took man from the dust of the ground. He breathed into him the breath of life, and he became a living soul. He saw it before he did it. There ain't no way he could have did that without seeing it or imagining it or desiring it. Praise God. He had to put all of his being together, and he began to speak by his being, and that thing came to pass because he saw it from his heart, so he imagined it. He made a decision. He desired it. He thought about it. He said, okay, I'm going to make the guy with two arms. Could you imagine if God said, I'm going to just make, get a guy one arm, one eye, one teeth? Could you imagine we just had one teeth, one arm like that? We'd have one tooth. But God said, give him a whole set of teeth. What if God gave us one leg or one toe? Take your shoe off, this one big toe, this greasy looking toe like that. He gave you five toes, looked like a monkey, but he gave you five. What if he gave you three bellies? You'd have a pork belly here, a pork belly here, and a pork belly here. Just wrap him up. But he gave you one belly. What if he gave you five shoulders? You'd be all like that. They'd think you was a rapper. You see? God made you so when you people look at you, say, wow, what a nice looking human being. You see? So God thought about it. See, a lot of things we praying for, we ain't thinking about before we pray. That's why they're coming out deformed. Wonder why our life is just full of havoc. Well, did you really think about that before you prayed? I don't know, Brother Brian. I was just praying about it. I wonder if God was to pray about us. Thank God, God prays for us, not about us. He said, the Spirit prays for us to help us in our infirmities. Could you imagine us just full of the devil? And God was just praying about it. He said, let me sit on down here. Let me sit down where y'all can see me. He said, let me pray about Brother Brian tonight. I know the devil just whooping his tail, but I'm just going to pray about it. I pray for Brother Brian. I pray he be blessed. Now see the difference. What if he said, I command Brian to be blessed. I command Brian to see the light. I command Brian's eyes to open. You see, that's what he did when he spoke to the dirt. He didn't pray about the dirt. He spoke to the dirt. See, God don't pray about you. He speaks about you. And he got a specific destination that you're going to receive. That's why when he prays specifically. He don't pray amiss. So maybe he could just be happy. He doesn't pray that way. He prays precisely so your destiny will be fulfilled. And when your destiny is fulfilled, his destiny is fulfilled. And that's why when we pray about something, we have to spend quality time with God. So when we pray, we're accurate. Say accurate. And there was found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ, make thee whole, arise and make thy bed. And he rose immediately. Hallelujah. I want you to call right now, 619-234-0050. Call us right now and give us your testimony. If you've been healed, if your body, glory to God, you had this dream. I got to tell y'all about this dream. It was a wild dream, man. Listen to this crazy dream. There was around 40 wheelchairs. And I came out of the church, and they was all waiting for me to pray for them. So I prayed for every one of them, and they all got out of the wheelchair. The form just was totally made whole in the name of Jesus. And then there was one guy. Now this is kind of crazy. I picked the guy up. He had no butt. And look at me. The man didn't have no butt, y'all. And I looked down at the man's butt, and the man didn't have no butt. And I was like, Lord, what am I going to do here? He said, put your hand down and touch his butt. I was like, oh, man, Lord. Come on. And the man was stanking, y'all. I mean, he was stanking bad. Jesus. Now, I couldn't hold my nose because I had to hold the man up and put the other hand on his butt. But I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, I feel tonight the Holy Ghost. Hey, I'm telling you tonight the Holy Ghost gonna touch somebody. Yay, hallelujah. And I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, I touched this man's butt. Wasn't no butt, and the butt began to create. Lord Jesus, I'm telling you out of my hand, glory to God, it opened up and skin began to proceed out of the palm of my hand, and the butt began to appear. Hallelujah. And I begin to go like this, hallelujah, and I begin to do it on his back, and skin, flesh grew out of my hand on his behind, on his back, and the man was made whole, and the people will begin to praise God. And I said, glory to God, glory to God. I'm telling you, something came out of my hand, and it was funny because my daughter was there and my son was there. And I grabbed Gloria's hand, and I was like, Gloria, touch this. She was like, because remember, it was the butt of the man coming out of my hand. Now, glory to God. And I said, you're going to have power now. And you know what? Oh, man, this was funny. She touched Elizabeth's hand. And Elizabeth was up there praying for sick folk in her school the next day. The police called me. Talking about there's 1,000 people at the school, and Elizabeth is getting folks out of wheelchairs. The flesh that came out of my hand touched Gloria's hand, touched Elizabeth's hand, and Elizabeth started transferring it on people. And I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, Liz was just jumping, oh, Daddy, I went there and said, stop it, girl, what you doing? She said, I'm healing folks. I said, Elizabeth, you cannot heal people in school. Everybody will be coming from all over the world. It's only for church. Elizabeth just looked at me. She said, now, Daddy, you told me I could heal people anywhere in the name of Jesus. And I looked at her. You see, you have to be careful what you do with these hands, because there's power in these hands. And every night I've been dreaming about this power. I know that would be a funny story, but it was true. It really happened. And Peter said to him, Ananias, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwell at Lydia and Sharon saw him. And man, I feel the Holy Ghost. My God. Woo, glory to God. I feel the power of God right now on me. Lord Jesus, you see that man coming early with one leg? I wanted to go back and lay hands on that leg, but I was afraid. I got to tell it like it is, y'all. I got to confess. Did you imagine I spoke to the man too when he came in? Y'all saw that? I wanted to pray for him, but I was just afraid nothing was going to happen. Now, there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tithaba, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and omshids, which she did. Verse 36 of chapter 9 of Acts. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom they set had washed. There laid her in the upper chamber. Now, listen to this. And as much as Lydia was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent him unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to stop there for a minute, because I want you to understand why the disciples had to call for Peter. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why most people do not believe in signs and wonders, because they've never been around signs and wonders. Have you ever noticed churches? You go to many churches. A lot of people believe, like the Baptists, they believe in salvation. And we hang around the Baptists, we will learn how to get folks saved. Baptists will get you saved. Yes, they'll be slobbering on you, but they get you saved. They'll still be smoking little cigarettes. You hang around the Pentecostal, they'll talk about you like a dog, but they'll get you filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And we will just learn from one another. Right? So the disciples had never received. That's what God began to show. You know, when I was a little Christian boy, I used to read a lot of Dr. Cho's books, Oral Roberts, Kenneth Hagin, Cope. I used to read all them books. And God, I always knew I had a gift to heal people. That's right, I got the gift. God gave it to me. In the name of Jesus, I can pray for people and God will heal them. Now, I believe this with all my heart. I know you're going to. You can pray for people without Jesus' name and God will heal them. You know why? Because you're in Christ. That's another level, though. Most people say you got to use Jesus' name. That's not true. Because even the shadow of Peter healed people. It's right there in the book. But if you don't believe this, your shadow ain't going to do nothing. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power being in Christ. We're going to talk about that later. Then Peter rose and went with them. When he was gone, was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed and turned him to the body and said to Bathia. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, what was everybody doing? They was crying. When most things happen to most people, they get emotional and start crying and want to get fighting and angry, cussing at their mama, cuss at the dog, cuss at the frog. Well, you cuss at the gerbil. What I'm trying to say is we all want to say something instead of say the right thing. So Peter had to put him out. Peter had to put him out of the room because they was emotional. There was no Holy Spirit there. There was no discernment and there was no agreement. See, discernment is agreement. As the Spirit of the Lord begins to fill you, you will agree with me. You will not agree with me unless you got the Holy Ghost because you'll think I'm crazy. Because this is abnormal, what I'm saying. Just like if you told me, let's go place the Ouija board, I would think you was crazy because that's abnormal for me. You see? But Peter put them all forth and kneeled down and prayed and turning him to the body. Now, he was speaking to a dead body that had no spirit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, hear me tonight. He was speaking to a dead body that had no spirit. Glory to God. And turning to the body said, Tabitha, arise. And her spirit came back into her body. Do you know you can call people's spirit back into their body? I know Jesus did it because Lazarus was dead 3 days. He didn't have no spirit, and God made his spirit come back. This is called the supernatural. And that's what we're going to do in these last days. There's a man coming on Sunday. He's going to minister on the grand opening. He's from Pennsylvania. He was preaching in Russia. And there was a lady that came in and she was cut in half in an automobile accident. She was literally cut in half. And she was dead. And they brought her in and set her on the pulpit. He was up there preaching. Now listen to this. Blood was just profusely just pouring out of the woman's body. Because she had been cut in half. Glory to God. Hey, glory. He went over to that woman and laid hands on her, said, in the name of Jesus. See, in the name of Jesus. You ain't talking about President Bush's name. We're talking about God's name. We're not talking about Farrakhan's name. We're not talking about Elijah Muhammad's name. We're talking about God's name. We're talking about the God who made man from the dust of the ground and put the man to sleep and took a rib from him, hallelujah, and made a woman and called her woman, glory to God. And the Bible said this is bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh, hallelujah. This is your woman, glory to God. He spoke to that woman. He said, in the name of Jesus, when he laid hands on, something came out of right here. There's something about the palm of your hand. Glory to God. A law went into motion. And he spoke to the woman. And her body went back together. There was tens of thousands of people. Her body, literally, the blood drew up, dried up. And her body grew back together. And the woman was like this. Dead as a doornail. Say it, dead as a doornail. But when the Holy Ghost hit her, she stood up. And the place went nuts. You see, when Jesus is on the scene, and a man will dare to believe that Jesus can do anything. Lord Jesus, hallelujah. I don't know what your circumstance is, but I know that we serve a God. We serve a supernatural God. We serve a God that can do anything. He told me this morning, he said, tell my people, I am a God that can do anything, praise God. I don't know what you need God to do, but God can do anything, praise God. Glory to God. I'm telling you tonight, there is a God that we serve. His name is Jesus, and he's a God that can do anything, praise God. Woo, glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost, Bishop. I feel the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. When I feel the Holy Ghost like this, something good get ready to happen. Woo, glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. He spoke to that woman. He said, arise. She was a dead woman. Say a dead woman. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if your situation has died. But I'm telling you, we serve a God that can resurrect dead things. We ain't talking about situations or troubles. We're talking about there's a God that we serve, and this is a God that can resurrect dead situations, things that have been dead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, presented her alive. Alive and well. Everybody say it, alive and well. I don't know if your pocketbook is dry, but I speak life to your pocketbook. I command your pocketbook to become alive. I command your pocketbook to arise. I command your bank account to arise. I command your situation to arise. I don't know what it is, but just command it right now. Say arise. No, you are not dying situation. You're going to arise. I speak life to you in the name of Jesus. I command you to arise. I command you to come back together. I command you to stand up and dance before the Lord like David danced. Glory to God. Dance before the Lord. Praise God. Dance before him. Praise God. Woo, glory to God. Dance before him. I feel the Holy Ghost. Dance before him, praise God. Dance before him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, Shalabakata. And it was known throughout all Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. And it came to pass that he tarried many days at Joppa with the Simon's tanner. I'm going to stop right there. Glory to God. This is my favorite chapter in the book of Acts. And on Thursday night, you're going to see miracles. Thursday night, Jesus is going to visit Resurrection Temple. I said Thursday night, Jesus Christ is going to visit Resurrection Temple in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I'm shutting down for the next 3 days, and I'm going to pray. God told me if I would shut down and pray, he's going to do some things that I would never believe him. He's going to increase my faith to believe for miracles. You see, ladies and gentlemen, your mind is an enemy against God. But I want you to know tonight, if you'll fast and pray, your mind will become a weapon for God. Your mind will become an agreeer with the soul, with the spirit, and your mind will begin to expect miracles. Glory to God. I believe tonight that God is a God of miracles. That God is a God that answers prayer. That God is a God that do exploits. God is a God of the now. He is not a God that died. He is not dead. He is alive and well, praise God. He's alive and well. I feel it all over. I can always tell when the Holy Ghost is present. I can feel it. I can feel it all over me. It's like a coat. Glory to God. Glory to God. I feel this coat all over me. Praise God. It's like a person, but it's a coat. Praise God. And it's a presence. And I believe right now, if you lay your hands on the TV, the Holy Ghost will come through that TV and he'll heal you right now. Hallelujah. Just reach out and receive your miracle in the name of Jesus. Palsy, leprosy, cancer, die in Jesus' name. Be healed. Rise up. I don't care if you was in a car accident. Body, go back together in the name of Jesus. Eyes, go back in Jesus' name. Come alive and rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. I command blind eyes to open, deaf ears to open. Hallelujah. I command cancer bodies to be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I command AIDS victims to be healed in the name of Jesus. AIDS die in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I command tuberculosis. I command kidney disease die in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I command colon cancer be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Heart attacks, go in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Arthritis, go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Old timers, come out. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, sendera la baha. Benda la boko shikata. Oh, Rabba. Tormenting spirits of fear, come out. In the name of Jesus. Loose them. Depression, come out. In the name of Jesus. I break the spell off of your life. Adultery, come out. Perversion, come out. In the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in Jesus' name. Bitterness, I curse the root of you. Come out. In the name of Jesus and let them go in Jesus' name.